سيشتمون مأذون أو أحوال أشباه الرجال.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. You are listening to Radio Islam Medium Wave 1548 as well as Satellite Islam as well as radioislam.co.za. That is our listeners on the internet. You are listening to the Majlis program here on Radio Islam. My name is Sulaiman Rabat and inshallah I will be keeping you company for the next 3 hours or so. And we are going to be paying tribute to the late Hafiz Abdurrahman Miasab Rahmatullah Alayh. We are going to be listening to the ulama who have studied under him, mentioning their memories and the great qualities which this great wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala used to possess. And the reason behind this is so that we can draw lessons and benefit from the life of Hafiz Abdurrahman Miasab Rahmatullah Alayhim. Just a brief overview of how this program is going to go forward inshallah. In a short while we are going to begin listening to the various ulama who we have recorded speaking on the life of Hafiz Abdurrahman Sahab Rahmatullah Alayhi. Continue listening to what the ulama have to say about their late great ustad and mentor Hafiz Abdurrahman Sahab Mia Rahmatullah Alayhi. With regards to the life of Hafiz Abdurrahman Sahab Rahmatullah Alayhi, and even the SMS's that I see already, there's quite a few faxes that have come through, and the messengers that you will be giving my engineer Sheikh Jad or the receptionist there, try and keep it as short as possible inshallah. So that's basically how the program is going to work. We are going to be listening to the ulama. Now coming on to the discussion as to who is going to be contributing inshallah, as far as who we are going to be listening to. First up we'll be listening to Maulana Kaka, then Maulana Abbas Ali, then we have an anonymous alim, then we have Maulana Taha Karan, Maulana Hassan Dokrat, Mufti Ibrahim Desai, Maulana Madni Desai, Maulana Burhan Mia, Maulana Zahir Ali, Maulana Suleiman Goga, Maulana Muhammad Ali, and Hafiz Ahmed Patel. That is the lineup that we have, inshallah, 12 ulama who are going to be talking about this great character in our recent past, Hafiz Abdurrahman Sahab Rahmatullah Alayhim. Dear listeners, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created such personalities in every era who sacrificed their lives for uplifting the truth and for combating evil. Even harsh circumstances did not make them move an inch from their objectives. The system of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala for the preservation of deen and the protection of the Quran Kareem is to create ulama who uphold and carry this knowledge forward. Dear listeners, one such person is the late Hafiz Abdurrahman Sahab Rahmatullah Alayhim. The reason we have decided to discuss his life tonight is so that we can derive lessons and benefit from them. The ulama have explained to us how the Quran Kareem and the ahadith of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam encourages us to adopt the company of the pious and to associate with them. And the reason for this is so that we can gain spiritually and we can be influenced by the wisdom of the pious people. Now the ulama have also proven from the Quran Kareem and the ahadith of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam that the benefit that one gets by associating with the pious and by staying in the company, you can get the very same benefit. And this has been mentioned by Maulana Ashraf Ali Thanvi rahmatullah alayhi, that you can get the very same benefit from learning and from studying and from listening to the life stories of the pious. The very same benefit that you get in staying in the company, inshallah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant it to you if you study the stories, the life stories of the pious predecessors. And this is the bunyad, this is the basis why we're having this program today, so that we can learn from this pious predecessor of ours, so that we can benefit and we can learn the relevant lessons. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in the Quran Kareem, وَكُلَّن نَقُصُّ عَلَيْكَ مِنْ أَنْبَاءِ الرُّسُلِ مَا نُثَبِّتُ بِهِ فُؤَادَكَ. We narrate all these stories of the Anbiya to you, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, so that we may strengthen your heart. So what do we learn from this, dear listeners? We learn a very, very great lesson from this ayah of the Quran Kareem, that these are the benefits of studying the lives of the pious people. The heart is strengthened and imbued with comfort and contentment. The heart becomes fortified against falsehood, just as the pious people were strong against falsehood. As a result of studying the life stories of the pious people, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives one strength and firmness on deen, while at the same time, we learn that these pious people, because of the kind of life that they have lived, they will be attaining, inshallah, very lofty ranks in the year after. And this spurs us on. It encourages us to follow in their footsteps, so that we can also gain and similar lofty ranks in Jannatul Firdaus. Ameen. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions the stories of the Anbiya alayhim salatu wasalam at length in the Quran Kareem. But he also mentions the reason as to why he goes into the stories of the lives of the Anbiya alayhim salatu wasalam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, لَقَدْ كَانَ فِي قَصَصِهِمْ عِبْرَةٌ لِأُولِي الْأَلْبَابِ. That verily in the stories of the Anbiya alayhim salatu wasalam's lives, there is a lesson, there is an ibrah for the people of intellect. If you look at the hadith of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, it is similar to the Quran al-Kareem in the sense that it also narrates the stories of the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, the ulama and the awliya, with the view of inducing in people the urge and the desire to follow the uprightness and the uprighteous people and the pious predecessors of our history. This is an effective way, dear listeners, in guiding people towards piety and spiritual progress. It is for this reason that our akabir used to make mention of their pious predecessors, and they used to go into their life stories and the details of their lives and their qualities, etc. Dear listeners, there are many lessons and benefits that we can derive from the life story of Hazrat Abdul Rahman Sahab Rahmatullah Alayh. One hadith of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam narrated by Abu Ya'la, where Hazrat Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu anhuma narrates that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam was asked that amongst those with whom we associate, who is the best? Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam replied, the one who reminds you of Allah when you look at him, his speech improves your deen, and his acts remind you of the akhirah. I will repeat it. The one who reminds you of Allah when you look at him, his speech improves your deen, and his acts remind you of the akhirah. Dear listeners, you will hear many ulama tonight bearing testimony to the fact that Hafiz Abdul Rahman Sahab Rahmatullah Alayh fitted the description given here in this hadith by Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam to perfection. And inshallah, by listening to his life story, we will be reminded of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the akhirah, and our deen inshallah will improve, and we will get encouragement to do good deeds and to become good Muslims. We will hear lessons of piety, of sincerity, dedication, istiqamat, love for the ulama, love for the Quran, amongst the other noble qualities which this pious predecessor of ours did possess. We will inshallah also learn from his life story how to be a parent, how to be an ustad, how to be a mentor, how to be a friend of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Another hadith of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam narrated by Hazrat Abu Umama radiallahu anhu, that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam said that Luqman alayhi salatu wasalam said to his son that, O my son, associate with the ulama, make this an obligation on yourself, listen to the talks of the people of wisdom, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala livens a dead heart with the light of wisdom, in the same way that the dead earth is enlivened by abundant rainfall. So respected listeners, we are going to be listening to ulama and men of wisdom tonight, narrating from an immensely wise person, Hafiz Abdul Rahman Sahab Rahmatullah Alayh. Let's hope and make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that this will be a means of our hearts being enlivened, our spiritually dead hearts being enlivened. In conclusion, we mention that it has been narrated that in the dhikri salihin tanzilur rahmah, that when the mention of the pious people is made, then the rahmah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala descends. We make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that he showers us with his mercy. Just before we go on to listen to what Maulana Kaka Damat Barakatum had to say about his illustrious ustad, just a brief life story of Hafiz Abdul Rahman Sahab Rahmatullah Alayh. Some of the facts were very difficult to get, and we had to ask from many of the family members and many of his contemporaries, etc. And you know, it was very, very ambiguous, because Hafiz Abdul Rahman Sahab Rahmatullah Alayh was such a person that he did not want his life to be exposed. He did not want himself to be exposed. He wanted to keep himself humble. He wanted to keep himself low. It is mentioned that Hafiz Sahab Rahmatullah Alayhi was born on the 23rd of Jumad al-Ula, 1336 after Hijri. That corresponds to the 6th of March 1918. And he was born in Simlak, which is a village near Dabel in the district of Surat in India. Hafiz Abdul Rahman Sahab Rahmatullah Alayhi had two brothers and he had four sisters. And his father, Haji Ibrahim Sahab Rahmatullah Alayh, was a man of exceptional taqwa and piety. He had a lot of love for the ulama. He was a very staunch follower of the sunnah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. And he always liked to be in the company of the ulama. And he encouraged his son to go and become a hafiz. And Hafiz Abdul Rahman Rahmatullah Alayh completed his hifz in the Dabil Madrasa. Thereafter, he went to a place known as Khurja to pursue further studies. And in Maulana Abdul Ghafoor Abbasi Rahmatullah Alayhi's kitab, it is mentioned that Hafiz Abdul Rahman Rahmatullah Alayhi was first bay'at at the hands of Maulana Ashraf Ali Thanwi Rahmatullah Alayhi. And later on, as is famously known, he became bay'at at the hands of Maulana Abdul Ghafoor Abbasi Rahmatullah Alayhi. And he also received khilafat from Maulana Ghafoor Abbasi Rahmatullah Alayhi.
When Hazrat Hafiz Sahab Rahmatullah Alayhi thereafter came and he started teaching in Mia's farm, or what is famously known as he was teaching at the Waterfall Islamic Institute, which is famously known as Mia's farm, and he had been teaching Deen there from around 1958 until the time that he moved to his present residence in Indonesia. From that time, from 1958 onwards, he began teaching the Qur'an Kareem, and amongst his very first students is Hafiz Ibrahim Arif, and together with them, Maulana Muhammad Kaka, who is very famous in Indonesia. And these were amongst Hazrat Hafiz Saab, Rahmatullah Alayhi's earliest students. Hazrat Hafiz Saab then devoted himself entirely to teaching the Qur'an Kareem. If I may mention a particular aspect just before this, that once while Hazrat Hafiz Saab was here, he and a companion of his, they both, one day they took certain provisions and certain of their clothes and things like that, and they ran away from home. And the family members only later found out that they ran away, and they ran away to Durban, and there he boarded a ship and travelled to India. Later, at that time, the family were later informed that he had run away from home to go and study ilm and to study deen. And Hazrat Hafiz Saab then studied the entire alim course as we know it. He studied up to Mishkat, and he did the final year. Hazrat Hafiz Saab, he is known as Hafiz Abdul Rahman. As it is mentioned, this was the humility of this great man, the humbleness that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had blessed him. That in spite of finishing the final year of alim course, he had studied the Sahih Sitta, that is Bukhari Sharif, Muslim Sharif, Abu Dawud, Tirmizi, Ibn Majah and Nasa'i, and he had completed the full alim course. But he did not sit and write the final exams so that he could receive the sanad and certificate. And this was, as was mentioned, an overriding factor and an overwhelming aspect of his life, in that he had humbleness, that he felt that I am unworthy to be called an alim. Yet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chooses his servants, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not look at us, that we look at the physical appearance of the person. إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَنْدُرُ إِلَىٰ سُوَرِكُمْ وَأَجْسَامِكُمْ وَلَاكِ يَنْدُرُ إِلَىٰ قُلُوبِكُمْ وَعَمَالِكُمْ. We are told in a hadith, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not look at your appearance, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not look at how a person looks outwardly, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala looks at what is in a person's heart. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala looks at a person's a'mal and the actions. That when a person shows true love and devotion to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepts this person. Hazrat Hafiz Saab, out of his humility and humbleness, did not let anyone know that he had studied and learned and studied all the Sahih Sitta, all the kitabs of an alim. And therefore we find that even up till today, everyone who speaks of him, they mention and they say Hazrat Hafiz Saab. They do not use the word Mawlana or Alim or Mufti Saab as we know it. We find in the Deen of Islam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and amongst our elders, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made certain people like that. One person, a very famous and great Alim, Hazrat Haji Imdadullah Muhajir Makki Rahmatullah Alayh. He was also a person, according to what we were able to find out, and if we read in the kitabs and the books of history, Hazrat Shaykhul Hadith Mawlana Muhammad Zakariya Rahmatullah Alayhi writes concerning Haji Imdadullah Muhajir Makki Rahmatullah Alayhi that he had studied until Mishkat, that is the pre-final year of the Alim course. And then the Batini Ulum, that Ulum which leads a person, that knowledge and sciences which lead a person to recognize Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to believe with conviction and from the bottom of their hearts to know who is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala pulled this batini ulum, pulled Hazrat Haji Saab, Hazrat Haji Imdadullah Muhajir Makki Rahmatullah Alayhi towards it, so that he left his studies, his zahiri ulum, and devoted himself in the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We find if we look going back in time, a similar incident happened concerning Imam Ghazali Rahmatullah Alayhi. That Imam Ghazali Rahmatullah Alayhi, by the time he was 23 years old, he was already the head professor or the dean of Islamic Ulum in the Nizamiya University in Baghdad. And we find that by the time he was at the age of 35, he was regarded as the most learned person in the entire Islamic world, in all the ulum zahiriyah, in all the outward sciences and knowledges of deen, whether it was pertaining to tafsir, commentary of the Quran, to hadith, the traditions of Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, as regards fiqh, jurisprudence, as regards at that time for a person to be regarded as a scholar, they would know mathematics, they would study medicine, they would study all the various other sciences, and then a person was regarded as being a great alim. And Imam Ghazali rahmatullah alayhi, at the age of 35, when outwardly, in our terms, he had reached the highest level of knowledge or of recognition from people. And if we look at it in this manner, that we say that he was making the most amount of khidmat of deen, at that time, this ulum batiniya, this internal ulum and this knowledge which brings a person to ma'rifa and recognition of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, pulled him. And thereafter he resigned from his post. And Imam Ghazali rahmatullah alayhi then went and spent his time in the forests and in the mountains and in the jungles, making the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and finding Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, till he could find himself in reality. To find Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is when a servant finds himself. Then Imam Ghazali rahmatullah alayhi became that Imam Ghazali rahmatullah alayhi that up till today he is spoken of in the greatest of terms. In the same way, Haji Imdadullah Muhajir Makki rahmatullah alayhi, after he had completed his Mishkat Sharif, he was pulled towards this ulum batiniya, and he spent his time then making the ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and in the service of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Haji Imdadullah Muhajir Makki rahmatullah alayhi, although in spite of not being an alim, he had reached this stage that the great and the akabirin, the elders of the ulama of Dioband, Hazrat Mawlana Rashid Ahmad Gangoi rahmatullah alayhi, Hazrat Mawlana Muhammad Qasim Nanotvi rahmatullah alayhi, who is generally regarded as the founder of Darul Ulum Dioband, they both and the other ulama of India and Pakistan all submitted before Hazrat Haji Saab rahmatullah alayhi. Hazrat Gangoi rahmatullah alayhi was the first person, Hazrat Mawlana Rashid Ahmad Gangoi rahmatullah alayhi was the first person who had taken bayat at the hands of Hazrat Haji Imdadullah Muhajir Makki rahmatullah alayhi. That in spite of not being an alim, but when a person spends their time in the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and without any other ulterior motive, a person devotes himself and his life to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala opens their hearts. Their hearts become munawwar. It becomes filled with nur. And thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants them ilm al-ladunni, that this is a knowledge that is given directly from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Their hearts then become fountains of wisdom. We find that the ulama of that time, that is the akabirin of the ulama of Dioband, they used to refer their questions and whatever masla masail in which they used to have difficulty to Hazrat Haji Saab, and Hazrat Haji Saab thereupon would reply to this person. Just quickly to mention an incident of Hazrat Haji Saab, that once Mawlana Rashid Ahmad Gangoi rahmatullah alayhi had gone to Nanota, this is the place where Hazrat Haji Saab was at that moment, at that time, and at that time Hazrat Mawlana Rashid Ahmad Gangoi rahmatullah alayhi, who himself was a very, very learned and great alim, he stayed in this company of his sheikh, but he was very, very perturbed because there were certain masla masail that he could not answer, or that he didn't directly understand or get the answer of this particular masla masail. And while he was in that perturbed state, worried, thinking about this masla masail, that what is the correct answer to this question that he had been posed, and pondering over it for some time, one day he came in the presence of Hazrat Haji Saab. When Hazrat Haji Saab saw him, Hazrat Haji Imdadullah Muhajir Makki rahmatullah alayhi asked him, that Mia Rashid Ahmad, why do I see you looking so perturbed? So he mentioned to Hazrat Haji Saab, that Hazrat, there's this particular question that comes to mind. And I am unable to understand or I cannot figure out what is the correct answer. Thereupon Haji Saab turned, looked to his right, and he turned back and he answered Rashid Ahmad Gangohi Rahmatullahi's question. Then he posed another question. Haji Saab again turned to his right while there was no one present, and then he turned towards Haji Saab and he again replied to the question. And it happened a third time like that. Then Hazrat Rashid Ahmad Gangohi Rahmatullahi inquired from Hazrat Haji Saab, that is Haji Imdadullah Muhajir Makki Rahmatullahi, that Hazrat, Alhamdulillah, Allah has blessed me with a lot of ilm of deen, and I also spoke to many senior akabirin of ulama, and we were unable to find the answer to this question, and I've been pondering over this for a very long time, and yet in a moment or two, you answered all our questions. Thereupon Haji Saab said that when I looked to my right, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was there, and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave me the answer, therefore I told you, and you found immediately that it answered all your questions or whatever queries you had in your mind. So when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses these servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then we find that this ulum, Allah ta'ala put such ilm al-ladunni in their hearts, such fountains of wisdom, that they are able to teach people the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the pure and the true deen of Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and it guides, they are guided by the Quran Kareem and by the Sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Hazrat Hafiz Abdul Rahman Saab also, similarly, although in spite of having completed the full alim course, he would not regard himself as an alim, and therefore he normally used to speak of himself as being Hafiz Abdul Rahman, and he used to say, no, I'm just a Hafiz. But we find that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also made him a marja, a person to whom all the ulama of our country, the senior ulama, that they all used to turn to him and they used to ask him of their questions. They used to pose, they used to, whatever questions, whatever queries they would have, sometimes they would be unable to answer it and they would turn to Hazrat Hafiz Saab. And with great ease and comfort, he would explain to them the difficulty of the problem of the masla, what they were asking, and what the correct answer and what the correct view was. Hazrat Hafiz Abdul Rahman Saab, even though he is generally known not to be an alim, yet I have witnessed that he used to spend his time in the service of deen, that if we have the thick hardcover books, the A4 size books, that there are almost 3 to 4 boxes full of that, that Hazrat Hafiz Abdul Rahman Saab had written with his own hands, and he had made the khidmat of deen in this manner. And one day when I asked Hazrat Hafiz Abdul Rahman Saab, that Sheikh Abba, how is it that you have spent so much time in, or you have written such beautiful words of knowledge and of wisdom, that we should also spread this to other people? And with great humility, with great humbleness, Hafiz Abdul Rahman Saab said that, "Bhai, these are not my words. I merely write down what the ulama of old have told us." He used to say that this is just what the ulama and the mashayikh and what our akabirin have written down. I've merely noted down that. Hazrat Hafiz Saab, since I had mentioned about Hazrat Haji Imdadullah Muhajir Makki Rahmatullah Alayhi, that he turned in instance with Hazrat Gangohi Rahmatullah Alayhi, that he turned to his right and he said that he spoke to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and he received answers from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Hazrat Hafiz Abdul Rahman Saab was also such a person that an incident comes to mind. This was told to me that before when people used to go for Hajj, then Hafiz Saab also, he used to make his, for Umrah, and he used to make his bookings with Sally's travel agency. And Bhai Chotia also mentioned this incident once, that a person mentioned that he had gone to Madinatul Munawwarah, and Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he had seen Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in a dream, and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told him that you must go and convey my salams to Hazrat Hafiz Abdul Rahman Saab. This is the status that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had blessed Hazrat Hafiz Saab with, that this person then personally came and told Hazrat Hafiz Abdul Rahman Saab that I have been commanded by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to come and to convey Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's salams to you. We are told in a hadith that when a person recites salawat and durood upon Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam, then from wherever we are in the world, when we recite this durood, it is conveyed to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. According to one hadith, it is mentioned that at the time that when a person recites salawat and durood upon Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam, there is an angel who conveys this durood to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and not only your name, but your name and your father's name is taken in front of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And we find that Hazrat Hafiz Saab, this was one aspect that I have found very, very common, that he would spend his time excessively reciting salawat and durood upon Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. In the beginning of this program, we had recited the salat and salam, and the salat and salam, the few durood that we had recited, is the beginning durood of the 40 salat and salam that is very, very famous in South Africa at the moment. Hazrat Hafiz Saab, Hafiz Abdul Rahman Saab, was a person who was most instrumental in having this 40 durood that are mentioned, or that have been mentioned by Hazrat Thani Rahmatullah Ali originally in Nashrutib, and thereafter by Hazrat Sheikh al-Hadith Mawlana Muhammad Zakaria Rahmatullah Ali had compiled these 40 hadith in his famous kitab Virtues of Salat al-Nabi. Hazrat Hafiz Saab Rahmatullah Ali was a person, together with his son Mawlana Ibrahim Mia, who had approached Hazrat Sheikh Rahmatullah Ali when Hazrat Sheikh was Hazrat Sheikh al-Hadith Mawlana Muhammad Zakaria Rahmatullah Ali was in South Africa, and he had made his historic journey. At that time, Hazrat Hafiz Saab was the person who had requested from Hazrat Sheikh that 40 durood be compiled on its own, and this be then published and spread amongst the people. Hazrat Sheikh al-Hadith Mawlana Muhammad Zakaria Rahmatullah Ali had given permission, and Hazrat Hafiz Saab was instrumental in making that durood be spread amongst the people in this manner, that the first editions of the durood that was printed and that was spread was done by the Darun Nashr Rahmaniyya, that was the publishing company which Hazrat Hafiz Saab was instrumental in helping and starting. And thus we find that Hazrat Hafiz Saab was the person that this 40 durood and durood, salat and salam that people, alhamdulillah, read all over South Africa and now in the world, Hazrat Hafiz Saab was instrumental in making durood spread throughout the world. Respected and honorable listeners, as we had mentioned in this hadith, that when a person reads durood upon Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam, then your name and your parents' name is taken in front of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. In this manner, that is because of excessive salat and durood upon Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam, we find Hazrat Hafiz Saab had reached this great stage, that whenever that because of him reciting excessive salawat and durood upon Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam also became aware of Hazrat. Inshallah, we will now have a short nazam in praise of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam.
فارتقي في الخير وارقى أرقى إنها العلياء تبغي مسلما أنت عنوان لأمجاد الأولى فاهجور الأوحال واصعاد في السماء فاهجور الأوحال واصعاد في السماء
فارتقي في الخير وارقى أرقى إنها العلياء تبغي مسلما
فانجور الأوحال وقعت في السماء لن ترى يوما ونجمك آفيل فارفع الرايات وامضي قدما
في العزم دوما شهفا في الناس عمدا
فارتقي في الخير وارفع الفقاع
إنها العلياء تغري مسلما أنت عنوان بأمداد الهدى فانشر الأوحال وطعات في السماء فانشر الأوحال وطعات في السماء
من يوم المجد يجري أجمعا تحت دنح الليل ليلا معتما من يروم المجد يجري أجمعا تحت دنح الليل ليلا معتما أو يسير النقاع في وجه العدا في وجه العدا فالتقي في العزم دوما وكن
شامتا في النادي عمدا مسلما فالتقي في الخير ورقى وطقى إنها العليا مسلما أنت عنوان بأمداد الهدى فانشر الأوحى يا وقعات السماء فانشر الأوحى يا وقعات السماء.